This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
The Affair on Joy 94.9.
Good evening, Bretty.
Good evening, Bretty.
Can you believe it?
It's the last show.
It is going to be the last show for some time.
Oh, I feel a bit sad.
Look, it's sad. But it's a little bit of a break for you and I as well, because we need the summer off.
It is. We need to reinvigorate.
Oh, absolutely. And I mean, we've had all this beautiful weather in Melbourne. Where
so
is the summer?
We're enjoying it. So, yes, we won't be sitting here cooped up in the studio.
No.
No
more. Tonight, Brady, it's an affair to remember.
It totally is.
Now, the reason why I wanted to call our show An Affair to Remember is because it's from a 1957 film of the same name, starring Cary Grant and Deborah Kerr, not Kerr, based on a 1939 film, Love Affair, and also a 1957 film, which was shot exactly the same, scene by scene. Sleepless in Seattle in 1993 was also based on it, and because it's that memorable scene where the lovers, the star-crossed lovers, are going to meet on the top of the Empire State Building, and it doesn't happen, and it's very sad. But the lovers do come together.
Don't spoil the ending.
Oh, well,
there might be people out there
cry.
Who haven't seen it.
Brady, what's on the show tonight?
Okay, so it is an affair to remember. So what we will be doing is remembering the last few months of the show and playing some little snippets from the show for people to enjoy, because I'm sure everybody listens every single week.
Of course they do.
Has it in their diary. So I'm sure they'll go, oh, I remember that. I remember that.
And of the music, obviously, we've chosen some of the tracks that we didn't get to play in the last 6-9 months or so.
Yep.
We're going to have a very special guest star, the creator of the show, Hickey, later on in the show. He's in Sydney at the moment, not in NZ.
It is Hickey from the harbour, but it's a different harbour.
I know. It's very nice to have him in. But, Brady, songs.
Okay, look, if anyone listening hasn't heard the show before, each week we would have a theme on the show. You know,
absolutely.
It might be the covers affair or the holiday affair or whatever. So one of the shows that we did was 80s girl groups.
Absolutely. And what you and I both found doing the 80s girl groups,
there's not that many of them.
But the one group that we didn't play, because we'd only played them the week before, was the Go-Go's. And we played Vacation with our...
as part of our holiday affair.
Holiday affair. And obviously all of these wonderful shows are downloadable for absolutely no cost at the Joy website.
Yeah, and on iTunes. But yes, joy.org.au/theaffair. Follow the links.
But what would you say is the quintessential Go-Go song?
Oh, Alex the Seal, as it's commonly called. Our lips are sealed. It's an affair to remember. You're on Joy 94.9.
Hello, this is Double D from Sneaky Sound System, and you're listening to Joy 94.9.
Yes, indeed you are. It's an affair to remember, the final episode of The Affair for a few months.
Brady, can you believe it? Almost a year.
I know. So instead of being sad, let's look back at some of the, we wouldn't call them highlights, but let's reflect on our year. But when I was putting together this little package, and there's a couple of them that will play throughout the show, it was astounding how when you and I first took over the show from Hickey, we were very professional and restrained.
I can't believe you just said that.
And it went steadily downhill from there. But luckily for the listeners, we are kind of starting our retrospective at the start of the show, back when you and I took it over. So, and only will degenerate later in the hour. But this is what you've missed if you haven't been listening.
Joy.
We're paying homage to the 60s tonight, especially to that fabulous TV show, Mad Men. I can't get enough of it.
Thought you were going to say you can't get enough Mad Men. Boom, boom.
by the handsome Tom Ford. I mean, the man
don't
is...
Don't you hate him
so
much?
He's beautiful.
He's beautiful, he's nice, he's successful.
I know, it makes you sick to those overachievers. I put on a trilby and a fox, just in case.
A fox, did
yes.
you? Just
I've
doubling,
to
going
mix it
each,
up.
Each way. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hedge your bets.
I quite liked her initially, and she's actually a bit of a mole. Blanche, did I tell you? We've got rats in the cellar. Tom Collins, Brett. Have you had one of those before?
I believe I have. He was about 6'7".
Ho-ho!
Joy.
And then some weedy little disco poppet. And I'm not talking about Colette. I'm talking about Young Divas. I'm talking about...
What's wrong with the Young Divas?
What's right with the Young
okay,
Divas?
Okay, all right. The fabulous Lips Inc.
Do you see what they did there? Lips Inc. And it sounds like lip sync. See how clever they were there? See what they were doing?
Do you know, I've never got that.
What?
Until you said it then. Oh, my God. I apologise for being too 80s tonight, Brady.
You can never be too 80s, Brady.
Joy.
Tonight, it's a very disco affair. Drums, drum machines, waka waka. You know, you can't have a disco.
That was a very technical word
it is,
out
yes.
there.
Yeah.
Because everyone was taking off their clothes because the damn clubs were so hot.
Hence why pumped up pecs are known as disco tits.
Ah. Or a compilation disc of the 90s maybe as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, yes. You know, if you're that way inclined. Hit Machine Volume 8 for those who are paying attention.
Yes.
Joy.
Yora. That I warn you now, that's the first of many Maori words I will be mispronouncing tonight.
The only one that I remember was, you know, that beautiful song, and it's... And it's that beautiful hardy hardy. I can't, yeah, see.
Yeah, no.
I don't know. I think I might. I don't know.
Really?
I think I might. If Andrew, do you want to get hitched?
There you go. That's possibly the first proposal you've ever heard live on air on Joy 94.9.
I'm the kind of person that gets horrified at, you know, public declarations.
When you say public declarations, you don't mean someone like coming
public
up and going, hear ye, hear ye, the king is dead. I declare the new day is a break. What about in today's context of gay marriages?
In today's context, I would say a very good broadband connection is a very good marriage.
Tick.
I can assure you, once you get married, you're going to be using the internet a lot.
Okay. Sweet as
pie.
No, sorry. It's not complete this sense.
Sweet as, sorry. I thought I was in another game then. Is it true that Eskimos have 8 or 9 different words for snow? I know the Finnish do.
I have heard that.
Yes.
I don't know if it's true,
Someone
though.
Should SMS us in at 0427 Joy 949.
We ask the hard questions here on The Affair.
Joy.
I'll give this one a crack. Demoiselles de Rochefort, or the young girls
the women
of Rochefort.
Of Rochefort. Yes.
Yes, well done. Because I was
that
trying.
That was a really difficult one to translate that one.
Then said to me when we were leaving the restaurant, I didn't know you could speak Japanese. I only can speak a little bit. And my partner said, yeah, you look like a knob.
Yes!
Oh, my God.
I'm so impressed. You've done much better on this than you did on the Maori.
Kia ora.
Joy.
Tonight on The Affair, it's something that Brady and I have been talking about for some time.
We're still living there, I think, sometimes.
It's the 90s affair. I'm assuming it's from Hit Machine Volume...
Do you know what, eagle-eared listeners? There's nothing from Hit Machine Volume 8 on tonight's playlist. However,
yes.
Huge Hits 1997 came to the rescue.
And I said, great, I can't wait to play Alternate. And Brett sort of gave me this look of saying, who the F is Alternate?
Do you know what? The Alternate almost works like a word.
And no. I've been saying Alternate since 1997. No one has picked me up.
That's her real name.
I know. Now, because I've actually done a little bit of research about what happened. And Alternate is one of these people.
Nate.
I came out in the 90s and clearly
were you ever
well.
In, Brett?
Rude. The penny dropped one day and I realised, oh, right, I like men.
Joy.
Let's move on to the holiday affair.
Woo.
We're going on vacay.
Well, should that be more like vagay, given that we are a GLBTI community radio station?
We could have a gaycation.
Where are you staying? Are you staying in a hotel and watching TV all day and then just going out when you need to eat? Like, come
what,
on.
What, you mean I have to leave the hotel to eat?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. And I thought the Germans would appreciate someone coming up and going, look, I've only got 3 more days. How about it? And they would say either 9 or...
Yeah.
We're very cultural on this show. There are rocks the size of the Statue of Liberty on the edge of this island. And I'm like, we're dead. We're going to die. We're going to die. I'm dying on my Thailand holiday. Oh, great.
I've never had a holiday romance that's lasted more than, like, 3 hours. I never even let them... I never let them stay the night, even.
Joy.
Wow, that was quite an introduction to tonight's episode of The Affair. We're in Vegas, if you hadn't guessed. Who else could it be but the wonderful Liza?
Hey, how are you? Hey, how are you? And we even missed out on old Vegas. Like, we'd even get to the spire.
We've got an entry from your boyfriend, actually. And yes. If he went to Vegas, he would take you, just to remind you that you did, in fact, go to the stratosphere, a.k.a. the needle, when you were on the way to the Sahara.
The Hangover.
I'm not even responding to that.
Did you not like The Hangover, Brett?
I thought it was the worst film I've ever seen. A headliner from Vegas more recently, Cher. Now, look, I really should just say this song is a bit of a train wreck. I'll warn you. It's
Joy.
It's the Disaster Affair. Hopefully The Affair won't be a disaster, but we are talking disaster films this evening.
Name one of the sequels.
Airport 75.
Airport 77?
Mm-hmm.
Airport 79?
: The Concorde.
I love it when you do your research.
I don't need to do research on this one. This is coming from years of watching those films over and over again.
You're discussing The Poseidon Adventure.
I'll just spoiler alert. Well, tune out now, listeners, because there's nothing new coming in the next 20 minutes.
Ready.
If you've had sex outside of marriage, you're probably going to die.
Joy.
Good evening. Oh, that's the worst impersonation you'll hear tonight.
Don't you mean it? Oh, no, I can't even do it. I was going to do Mae West.
Yeah, I was going to say, you've just turned into someone completely different. It's the Cher Affair. Whoop, whoop.
And then I'm going, oh, my God, Cher is staring at me and she's singing. Amity whispered in my ear, I hate you right now because Cher is looking at you and singing her song.
They can SMS us or send us an email on air at joy.org. Every week.
I wouldn't be crossing Cher because she's an evil freaking diva.
It's no Cher.
It is
God,
no
I
Cher.
Am Mae West. God.
Joy.
Don't Ever Go. That was The Look of Love by Sergio Mendes and the Brazil 66. You're listening to An Affair to Remember tonight on Joy 94.9. We're looking back on all the wonderful shows and topics that we've discussed and the music. And the reason why I played that track, because that was for our covers, our Mad Men and our Love Affair shows
as well. The Love Affair is actually coming up in our next package of highlights of the year. There's also Madonna and Halloween.
Joy.
How about girl groups of the 80s? Yeah, that's great.
Fantastic. Yeah. Oh, my God, there's like two. Yes.
Did you know the Pointer Sisters sing the pinball song on Sesame Street?
You mean the 1, 2, 3,
1, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Yeah.
You're kidding.
Apparently they recorded it in 1972.
How cool is that? There is one more, and it was an...
Is it Bad Young Divas?
It was just Young Divas, I would have accepted.
I'm sure it was bad if... No, yeah, anyway.
Crystal Blue Italian... Let me finish.
Sorry.
Crystal Blue Italian Stream.
She was Kissin' Valentino.
Now, which Valentino was
it,
Freddie?
Well, apparently Rudolph Valentino, and not Valentino the designer.
Welcome to my collection. Robert De Niro's...
Waiting.
Talking Italian. Buonasera.
So I've got the tape recorder set up on a little stool in front of the speaker of the TV, right? Then I get this great idea that why don't I just add in some backing vocals? So I start sitting next to the tape recorder and giving were some lovely harmonies to Xanadu and some other lovely Olivia songs. And let's just say the results were less than stellar.
Joy.
It's the Love Affair.
It's quite romantic. I've turned the lights down in the studio, listeners.
We're not being mushy, are we?
There will be none of that mushy guff. No. But it's not going to be completely cynical either. Hopefully.
Really? Well, you and I talking?
Yeah, good point. I spread it out on the table and it was like I was 6 years old again.
I played at Lego until I was about 16, worked out that I was gay, packed my Lego up, and went and got myself a boyfriend. I'm going to lead into my episode of The Love Boat.
Oh, you were a guest star on The Love Boat?
No. I would have loved to have been a guest star on The Love Boat.
I can't believe I'm putting meaning into a Selena Gomez song.
Oh, no, please.
But you know how when you are in love at first, it's all, like, ridiculous? And I like the way she kind of removes that from being a love song.
Yes.
Because you know how love songs, you think, no one would ever sing that to someone, but she's in love and she realises it's like a love song, so she loves him like a love song.
Oh, that's pretty sweet.
I'm putting far too much thought into this.
Yes, it's perfect match. Now welcome to the show, Greg
Evans. Yay!
I love it. And do you know my favourite from the show? Dexter.
Dexter the robot.
I couldn't get enough now, Brady.
Your perfect match with a compatibility score of 73% was contestant number two.
Can I say, I've seen some of the dogs on Perfect Match. I know it was the 80s, Brady, but please, had anyone heard of a dentist?
Oh, look, it was just fantastic. It really was. There was huge hair, there was massive shoulder pads, and that was just the guys. Boom, boom. Launch from Chips.
He was hot. Who doesn't mind a Latino riding a bike?
Joy.
Very Madonna affair. We are talking and playing all things Madonna.
Think you're just like Madonna.
Yeah, Madonna and I are exactly the same.
Yeah, pretty much.
Except I don't change my looks that often.
No.
I generally have the
or
one
or your religion.
Look. She did graffiti as well. Oh, gosh. Shocking.
She's
Madonna.
Cutting edge.
She is so cutting edge.
She had a spray can. when she was in the skanky, when she had her hair brushed skanky, and then she was glamorous. Changed her look, blew her hair back. Oh, she's a chameleon.
No, my mother always had an opinion, but my mother still does have an opinion on virtually everything as well. Does sound very different to 80s dance. It started getting more sophisticated.
Yeah, I think that was where Tony Perrin got her inspiration from.
Oh, my God. He did a full face of makeup. I just said, no, just give me a beauty spot and some lips, and I'm keeping my beard because I love drag beard because it's hilarious.
Oh, yeah, my sides are splitting. Sorry.
You're just not a fan of drag, Brady.
I don't understand it. I don't understand it. Anyway.
Do you know what? I admire that about Madonna, and she didn't have to change the gap in her teeth.
And
I won't either.
You and her are like peas in a pod.
We're like missing sisters.
You are.
Joy.
It's our Halloween affair tonight.
Do you think I can talk like this all through the show?
Maybe I can as well.
We won't get very much said
no.
at that rate, but anyway. Yes. I am, of course, traumatised by costume parties, having, suffered through one of those events where you turn up and you are... Okay, there was 104 people at this party. It was the 21st, right?
Yes.
Four of us in costume.
Oh,
four.
Get out of here.
Now, you know, I'm quite bitter about pretty much everything.
Yes. The apple bobbing, it was actually an ancient Roman tradition.
Can I also just say, is that the most unhygienic game you have ever heard? Think about it, you've got your head in a bucket of water with your mouth open. That's gross enough in itself.
It is pretty disgusting.
And then someone else is going to come along and open their mouth in the water.
Can you imagine in Roman, well, probably not so much Roman, but medieval times, it was really hard to people to get access to fresh water. Sanitation was disgusting.
It was also hard to get good access to dental care. So
not a pumpkin.
Not a pumpkin.
A turnip.
Still in
tradition. Can I say, a turnip is a very unsexy vegetable as well.
A pumpkin's not exactly lighting my fire up.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, with a name like Old Crone, she really wasn't going to go well, was it?
She got misdealt that hand.
Yeah.
I've never seen one like that before.
Oh, gaga.
I've used that line before. You're on Joy 94.9. The extra bits that weren't in the version that was shown on, you know, John Hine's late night ABC movies.
Do you know how much I used to love John Hine?
I loved him.
My father used to say, Brett, you're only watching it because you think he's going to fall off the perch. He's such
he was
a lovely
great.
Man.
He was great. Really? Vampires? That's a bit cheesy. Where would you get a song about vampires?
Eurovision!
Hello!
Joy.
So tonight, you're not going to hear Eurovision winners, people. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
You'll hear what would have won had the Joy Eurovision team been in charge of the voting.
Molly Dwyer.
Yes, now, look, yes. I know I always harp on about 2007 because I was there. So I feel I've got a special
affair.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. 2007.
You've been sitting on that one. I never knew.
So, yeah, I told you last week when we played DJ Bobbo.
Oh, of course, yeah.
You weren't listening, were you?
I wasn't paying attention.
I was so excited to be there, too.
In Malmö.
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 He's pretty. He is pretty. Because, you know, there's photos of him on the internet.
Oh, there is. Uh-huh.
What do you mean, photos?
Oh, there are those sort of photos.
Really?
There are.
Oh, I'm shocked.
Yeah.
No, there are.
I'll Google that after
we'll
the show.
We'll share them later. Oh, they could have done better on stage, I feel.
Yeah.
Well, worn less clothing. That's
correct.
Basically, yeah.
That's
I mean, they'd all...
where Billy Boyle sounds do.
But they'd all been to the gym. They all
were
buff.
And that one that's by is massively buff.
Have you seen photos lately?
Sorry, by?
Oh, Duncan James.
Oh, yeah.
By.
Duncan.
Yeah.
Oh. Where have I been? It was from the Ukraine by Gatiana. Be my guest.
Be my guest. Yeah. And if you're Norwegian, please let me know if that was incorrect.
Or Danish.
Or Danish. That too, yeah. The same diff. They're all the same, aren't they?
See, it's not just me. It gets them confused.
It's too hard.
Joy.
Joy 94.9. The freshest sounds from around the world.
Well, it's not that fresh. It's a bit of a retrospective over the last few months. Tonight, it's the An Affair to Remember, the final episode of The Affair for a couple of months.
And we've got a very special guest on the line, Hikaru.
How y'all doing?
Oh, howdy, Hickey. How's Sydney?
How y'all doing? I'm calling you from the Emerald City.
I'm impressed. Now, look, for those who have only tuned in over the last couple of months, The Affair was originally the brainchild of the man on the phone, Hikaru Freeman. And then when he moved to another country, he entrusted it to us. Hickey, I'm not fishing for a compliment, but was that a good decision?
I think it was a very good decision, although if I was Ricky Lee Coulter, I'd certainly be hunting you out.
I don't have a lot of love for the young divas, Hickey.
I just hope Paulini isn't there just giving you stink eye.
Oh, no, she's not. But, darling, big question is, what was the origins of The Affair? Because obviously we've, as this always happens, co-hosts, different people come in and the show always goes somewhere else. But tell us the roots. How did it all start?
Well, the origins of it, I'm glad you said origins instead of roots, because you know it's the sort of show where if you say roots, people will giggle. it came out from just wanting to sort of take entertainment and pop culture and just have some fun with it on a Saturday night.
Absolutely. I hope we've carried that torch well.
You certainly have. I mean, I was taking a listen to some of the clips that y'all have, and I've never realized, A, that lip sync was actually a pun.
Yes. Same, Hikaru. Because Brett was like, I can't believe you know that. But it was just like, no, I didn't know.
As I always say, the show is educational and entertaining.
It certainly is. And I want to say my best memory, two of them, was the infamous Radiothon show.
I'm glad you mentioned that.
We were just talking about this before. Why was that one of your favorites, Hickey?
Well, it was the first time in a non-Eurovision sense that we all got together in the studio. And we just really, we knew something was going to happen. And it was just so magical. And I really, really would suggest that y'all go to joy.org.au/theaffair right now and take a listen to it. Because, quite frankly, if you really get to see what The Affair was like, and when it started to really kick off, that was the show. Because I was basically being the little devil child that I really am, and you were trying to rein me in.
Yeah, we gave up on that idea a long time ago and realized it was a losing battle.
I think sometimes you forgot, Hikaru, it was a one-hour show, not a telethon.
Oh, I know, but in life, if you cannot make life a telethon, I don't know what works. Now,
exactly, where is Jerry Lewis now?
Now, Mr. S, Mr. BS.
Which one? That's
which
both
one,
of
doll?
Us.
Mr. Sweet BS.
Okay.
Yes, Mr. Sweet BS. Now, do you remember the infamous porn affair?
I don't believe it was called the porn affair.
Yes, but it just sort of wound up becoming the porn affair.
Look, this all came about, I think, from that first episode that you just mentioned, where we were proposing that Armenia could enter a duet between Cher and Colton Ford, the porn star / singer, in inverted commas. And then somehow I let slip that I had a few singles by porn stars. So the next week I brought them in and we got a little bit of Johnny Hazard. And yeah, it wasn't good musically.
And I brought in real music.
Oh.
But can I say, I'm still glad because it still makes me laugh to this day when Brady had to correct me because I was like, who is this person? He said, don't you remember he played Sheriff Trout?
In The Lair.
An award-winning performance by any porn star. Hikaru, you had a lot of guests on the show as well as Brady and myself. And obviously, we've had the lovely Michael on,
yes,
who is part of the Joy Eurovision team here as well. But you had special guest presenters as well, didn't you?
Yes. Well, the reason why when I came up with the show, I wanted to call it The Affair, is that I wanted to have rotating presenters so that we, and instead of in many radio shows, you just get a guest that comes in once and you just, you know, it's wham, bam, thank you, and on to Traff. But in with The Affair instead, I wanted to have a long-standing relationship. So we had lots of monthly presenters. One of the most infamous right before you was Elliot and Shane, who actually were part of the two-hour affair. We only did one two-hour show.
Was it supposed to be 2 hours, or did you just eat into Dennis and Dick's time?
Well, it was supposed to be 2 hours. It was one of the times it was actually scheduled to be 2 hours.
Right.
And we wound up talking about something that I'm going to leave you with a little bit of a Who Shot JR moment here.
Okay, well, we love that.
Go on.
The Max Headroom incident.
Yes.
The Max Headroom incident, and I suggest that you all go to thejoy.org.au/theaffair to really take a look at this infamous incident in broadcast history.
That Bachelor of Marketing is really working well for you tonight, isn't it, Hickey?
It certainly is. I tell you, I come over to this side of the ditch, and all of a sudden, I'm on the message. You know, no more of that, she'll be right. No, I'm on messing out. But the other thing about the reason why I wanted to take a look at that,
yes,
is that features one of the best things that has ever happened on television and that George Lucas does not want you to know about.
Right.
B. Arthur singing in the Star Wars Holiday Special.
Oh, my God. Now, wow. I did find the B. Arthur show when she had Rock Hudson, mm-hmm, and Madam on.
When they were singing about Class A drugs.
Yes, but this is B. Arthur on the Star Wars. I'm going to have to hunt that down.
Oh, yes. Well, it is featured. She is in a room of, let's just say, the most funniest looking aliens this side of, well, I'm going to, let's just say,
This side of Endor, should we say.
This side of Endor.
Yes.
Look, Hickey, the listeners can always count on you to bring something, you know, slightly more obscure. I hope you're not too upset that there's been a lack of Japanese boy bands while Brady and I have been running the show.
My heart is out there. I'm still feeling every single time I hear a Cher song, I just imagine it's, you know,
yeah,
a bunch of hunky Japanese boys singing it.
Now, obviously, the next song that we're going to play, Hikaru, Brady has been going on about Corolla for God knows how long.
Oh, was this a song to my future husband?
Oh.
It's funny you should say that because I very quickly just want to ask, anyone who was listening all through 2013 would know that Hickey was celibate for the year. Is that still the case?
I am still celibate.
Oh, my God, Hikaru, but it's 2014.
I myself to have.
That's 4 days you've missed out on.
But Ricky Martin's single now. I'm aiming high.
Are you sure? Because he was on the Ellen DeGeneres show like 2 days ago and he was talking about his boyfriend. I think they're back together.
I think that was a repeat.
Oh. Well, do you know what, darling? Best of luck. Thank you so much for joining us on An Affair to Remember. And
it's
Hickey,
been a pleasure. I cannot thank you guys enough. I've truly put the show in great hands, and it has been such an honor and a blessing to have worked with you.
Oh, thank you. And you too, sweetheart.
Oh, love it. Speaking of Eurovision and all things like that, it's Corolla. Effect. You're on Joy 94.9.
Hi, this is Sam Sparrow, and you're listening to Australia's first gay and lesbian radio station, Joy 94.9.
You are listening to An Affair to Remember, the final episode of The Affair for a few months.
We're running out of time.
We are. We're taking a bit of a look back at what's happened over the past few months. So here's what you missed.
Here's part three. Good evening, Brady. Good evening, Andrew.
Good evening, Brady. Good evening, Brady.
Good evening, Andrew. Good evening, Brady. Affair. The Affair on Joy 94.9. Do you see what I did there? Bond, James Bond. That's what we're doing tonight, the Bond Affair. I kind of had to explain it because no one really knew what I was talking about.
If you have to explain it, it didn't work. Who is your favourite Bond?
I think it's Roger Moore, I hate to admit.
The gorgeous old camper orangutan.
The surname is your mother's maiden name. The first name is the first name you gave your private parts.
So we've already had Googie Garbin, Pippi Garbin,
Minnie Crowhurst. Yes.
We've had
Winky Gould, and we've also just had Mary Jane Gould.
Oh.
So that's
Mary
from my
Jane.
That's from my delightful cousin
Jane.
Over in WA.
Yeah. George Lazenby, and do you remember the film?
Oh, God, it's hopeless.
Bond Down Under.
Is this a rude question?
No, no.
He's winky.
Was that his Bond girl?
No. Oh, my God, that sounds really gross. Money.
Do you know what?
Well, that wasn't in the film.
I read that at the bloody exhibition this afternoon. I told you I had a really bad memory.
You went wrong.
Joy.
I will. I'm brave. Cover your ears, listeners.
Oh, well,
that's a that was a fizzer.
Let me give this one a go.
I've just busted
a few.
Oh, careful.
Bases over Australia. Hey,
happy birthday, Joy.
Happy birthday,
20
Joy.
Tomorrow.
What's the name?
Nim.
What's that? How do you say that name? That Irish name? That Nim? Look, if you're Irish and you know how to say the name that's spelled N-I-A-M-H 0427 Joy 94. Let's give it a pronunciation guide and we should be fine. Yeah.
Did you make the corn people, the corn pilgrims?
The corn pilgrims.
Do you not do that? Well, Martha does it every year.
No, she doesn't. Her stylist behind the scene do.
I remember 1993.
I remember it like the back of my hand.
Back in 1993.
You used to wear an onion on your belt, but I couldn't afford an onion, so I wore a white belt.
Brittany and I were screaming about Kiorio, and we were saying hello is Kiorio and goodbye is Kiora.
Sorry,
we...
it's Kiora.
Sorry, not
Kiorio.
What's
Kiorio? It's a biscuit. You were out and proud and doing
so
half of
proud.
Perth by the sound of things.
I wouldn't say half of Perth because I'd already done the other half the year before.
Boom, right.
Joy.
Thanks, Libby. I love you.
ONJ.
ONJ, you're listening to The Australian Affair tonight on Joy 94.9. Obviously, when I was about 3 or 4, I had the Sesame Street Disco album, which clearly my kindergarten...
Did you have Mickey Mouse Disco as well?
That was Ace. Oh, which... What? No, I feel ripped off. I didn't have Mickey Mouse Disco.
No, it was Ace.
You know with singers, the older that they get, they can't always get the range. I mean, one of
them... Has got the range, darling.
She has a lovely girl, but she doesn't have the range. I've got my hands in the air.
He does. Like, he just doesn't care.
Don't care.
How many number ones did Delta's first album, Innocent Eyes, produce? Was it A,
yes,
3,
yes.
B, 5,
yes.
or C, 4?
C, 4.
Correct. I would also have accepted too many.
Did you used to have a mullet when you
I had a permed mullet, Freddie. Straight at the front, permed at the back.
And I bet it was your pride and joy.
It totally was.
Oh, I love the fact that we've chosen a couple of different tracks, not all from the same year or decade, Brady.
Yeah, we're awesome, Brady.
We are pretty awesome.
Joy.
Celebrating all the wonderful sex of females.
Yes, I didn't know where you were going with you.
I should have
celebrating
said the female
sex
then.
Every film she has ever appeared in is awful. I don't know why she's famous or why she's a star.
I really like her.
I hate her.
Well, I really like her, Brady.
Okay, we'll agree to disagree, but I'm right.
Fine. Celine Dion, greatest singer in the world.
Yes, this one is for you, Renee.
Oh, my God.
I love you, Renee.
The beautiful Rosalind Russell, who...
Rosalind Russell.
Where am I again? I'm a joy.
Deep fried butter. She was French-Canadian.
She was Canadian.
No.
I bet she ate those Kiorio biscuits, too.
I think so.
Joy.
Thank you. I'm back again like Yuletide herpes.
Christmas, because you don't get enough of it at this time of year. No carols, though.
No appearances
by Marina Pryor or Sylvie Palladino, unfortunately, for, well, Sylvie Palladino and Marina Pryor and really no one else.
Anyone that knows me knows that I start getting excited about Christmas usually around October.
What date did the Christmas tree go up this year?
Sorry, October?
June. So I thought, I'll fix this, and I hairsprayed the tree, and it died overnight.
Yeah, I was going to say...
slightly warm.
Flambé.
And flambé. Everyone loves a showy dessert.
Oh, yeah.
Joy.
Sandy Duncan, the one blonde, with the eye?
Googly eye.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
One looking at you, one looking for you.
Oh. Yeah. It's a family affair waka, waka, tonight. Waka, waka. It's a family. It's slightly inappropriate, isn't
waka, 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 waka.
It?
Waka, waka, waka.
Well, thanks, Lion, this family stone for that. Slightly inappropriate.
Just so people at home know, we are fully dressed. There's nothing going on.
Now, you know who's also a staunch character?
Who's that?
It's Sly and the Family Stone.
That was a clumsy clink.
Segue, not so good.
He's been trying for months to learn how to segue like me, and he's not quite there yet. You're on Joy 94.9.
Joy. Joy 94.9 in Melbourne, joy.org.au for the world.
It has been an affair to remember tonight on Joy 94.9. It's been our final show. Brettie and I are having the next 3 months off, aren't we, darling?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Now, that was obviously Kylie we played before for all the lovers. Bless Kylie of Camberwell.
Yeah, look, she could have appeared on our Ladies Affair or on our Australian Affair or on our Disco Affair or really pretty much a lot of things.
And do you know the great thing is, all our podcasts are available for absolutely no charge from the Joy website. You can even subscribe to them.
Mm-hmm. And as promoted by Hickey from the Harbour, joy.org.au/the affair.
Next week, taking our place. Now, you've heard him on The Affair before. You also hear him on SMN Fridays. He has done a lot of work over the Christmas New Year holiday period. It's the fabulous Michael.
Absolutely. You might have heard him in the highlights package having a bit of trouble pronouncing Melmo, Nim, and several other things. And hopefully he gets his pronunciation fixed because he's presenting a foreign language pop show.
Called Babel Pop. I'm really excited by it.
Absolutely.
And I'll be able to send in messages like my dear friend Moira, who just sent in a message stating, "Hello, Bretts. Now behave yourself, boys." Now, we've tried to do that, Moira, and I want to say a big shout out to Moira and her lovely partner for hosting a lovely New Year's Eve bash as well.
Oh, very nice indeed. And can I just say, when you threw to that, I think my work here is done. You finally learnt how to segue like me, Brettie.
How long did it take?
Yeah, pretty much 6 months.
Hey, look. First off, I want to say a big thank you to Hikaru because he started the show. He gave you and I...
entrusted us with his baby.
Absolutely. And I think we've hopefully done him justice. Brettie, I want to say a big thanks to you.
Oh, thank you.
For doing all the hard work. You've put up with me for 6 months. And that's a... chookers to you, darling. I owe you dinner, drinks. Yeah. What else do I owe?
Yeah, I'll be claiming on that debt later on, yes.
Oh, so Saturday nights will not be the same. You and I will actually... well, we'll be resting, I suppose, for a bit.
Yeah, we should devote the time to exercising and getting rid of our holiday flab purchases, perhaps.
Oh, my God. How much weight have you... I have put on so much weight in the last 2 weeks.
By the time I come back on air, I'm going to be 22 kilograms lighter. There, I've said it.
Oh, my God.
It has to be true.
Now, obviously, all the wonderful songs that we get to choose, we have included the names of them. We can't, obviously, for copyright reasons, include them in the podcasts, but we have always included them in the actual podcast, the names of the songs, and a bit of a clip. Mm-hmm. And if you're very smart, you can actually use an app to download the song if you forget
if you like
it
and you are not sure what it is. But look, I hope you like our final song for tonight and for the year.
What is
look,
it, Brettie?
We thought we'd finish off with a big gay anthem. It's a remix of Band of Gold by Frida Payne.
Oh, I love it. Now, Brettie.
Yes.
It's that time of the show where I say final words.
Final words. I would say it's an affair to remember, and I hope that you've been remembering it well too, listeners. It's been a pleasure. Been a pleasure working with Brettie, but it's been a pleasure wittering on at you guys for 6 months. So thanks for having us, and we'll hope to see you back here again soon. Hear us back here again soon.
Absolutely, and good night, Australia. Thanks for listening, guys.
Joy 94.9.
This has been another podcast of The Affair on Joy 94.9.
You can always catch us at 6 p.m. on Saturday nights on Joy 94.9.
And catch us online at joy.org.au/theaffair.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.